You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the Draft Dog Pound. Join me and Nathan Zagura and play in the draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Playing the draft is fun, free fantasy game for the NFL draft. Find undervalued draft prospects for your chances to win prizes, including lunch and a tour here at the Cleveland Browns training facility. Sign up now at clevelandbrowns.com. Matt Wilhelm here hosting the show for today, in for Nathan Zagura in the host seat. Sitting in my seat is the kid who is just joining us on an amazing Friday, as he always does. We have the Friday forecast coming up later on, and Dave DiNatale joining us from the beautiful ESPN Cleveland Galleria Studios. Dino, let's go right back to the call here before we get into some of our prospective hopes and wishes and wants for the unveiling of those great uniforms on the 14th of April.
Absolutely. John is down in Orlando, Florida. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, John. How are you?
Doing great. Matt, I was calling in. First off, great to talk to you. I listen to your show all the time.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I was calling in to talk about how I think people are giving Ray Farmer, Jimmy Haslam, the whole team, they're giving them way too much grief for what's going on. This is the first time, I'm a lifelong Browns fan, this is the first time I have ever seen an owner, a GM, and a head coach, one, all on the same page, but
right,
two, say this is what we're doing, and then actually do it. Usually, like, they say one thing, do something else, everyone's kind of scratching their head. The reason why everyone's pissed is because they actually said, hey, guys, we're not going to spend a whole lot of money in free agency, and we're going to go on the second wave of free agents just to kind of bolster our roster. And then everyone was mad because they didn't do anything, but they did exactly what they said they were going to do.
No,
in my opinion,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
They made their yeah, absolutely. In my opinion, the team's gotten better. And everyone's like, well, they let Jordan Cameron go, but, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean, Jordan Cameron was decent, but at the end of the day, Jordan Cameron was hurt a lot. He didn't play in a lot of games. He had one Pro Bowl season, and he was a fourth-round tight end. I mean, I'm sure I hate to say it, but I'm sure we can replace him. And if we get the right system, guys, I think this team's going to be set up for success.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I think that, 1 to 53, both myself and Nathan feel like this roster from 13 to 14 has gotten better last year. And then even at this point right now, with what has left and what we've brought in, and still an opportunity to go get 10 swings at the plate in the NFL draft, will make this a better roster than it was in 2014. And it's great to hear your optimism. Thank you very much for the call. And he's right. And the frustration lied, right in front of us from Browns fan standpoint when free agency opened and we weren't out frivolously spending that $50+ million in cap space. But it is reassuring to know that we might not always do what's sexy, we might not always do what's popular, and we might not always, have our ear to the street listening to these fans and going with, a whimsical dream on signing a guy to a significant amount of money to overhaul our roster. But we've stayed in line with what everybody has said, and that's got to be reassuring because
Absolutely.
Of what the last 15 years has been like.
Absolutely, and that just shows you, being leaders and having a plan isn't, you don't go with what's popular. I mean, there's a lot of idiot fans out there. Sorry to say, but I mean, you look at
we
the
love
teams,
you all anyway.
Yeah, we love you, but there some of you aren't as smart as you think you are.
Look at the teams that spend a lot of money in free agency. It doesn't work. I mean, there's history. Just look at the history of it. It doesn't work, and then every year somebody gets all fired up, and now the Jets won free agency. I'll tell you what,
the Jets won't win five games this year.
I'll take New England over the Jets. You look at the successful teams, the Patriots, the Packers, the Ravens, the Steelers. Did any of those teams, only splashes they usually make in free agency is signing their own free agents or in the off chance, the one time New England sees that they need a corner and they go get Revis on a, by the way, a bargain one-year deal, and he helps win them a Super Bowl. There's absolutely no reason to do it. The Browns, and anybody that listens to me knows that I am the head of the Ray Farmer bandwagon, and I love his plan, and I love the fact that they're sticking to it. And the Browns are in way better of a position than they were 2 years ago. And I'll argue till I'm blue in the face with anybody that disagrees with me.
No, here's the thing. I think that there's been anxiety in the fan base in this offseason because of a lot of the offseason things that have happened with the Browns, with Johnny Manziel in rehab, Josh Gordon, the indefinite suspension. I'm not even going to go through them all. We all know them by heart, of the things that have happened. So I think, you know, free agency is such a – it's like going to a fast food restaurant. It's like you get that quick buzz because you get a Big Mac or something. But, you know, I agree with you guys. Long term, you are better to build a team with smart drafting, shrewd moves than you are just throwing a pile of money at a – you know, veteran free agent. I mean, I completely agree with you guys.
You really get a buzz off a Big Mac?
Well, sometimes you do. If you get that sugar high, you know, or whatever. Okay. You know, when you go, you know, you go through fast food, it's a quick, the little cheap little high.
It is. Well, especially when you haven't had it for a long time.
Right.
If you know, you've gone multiple weeks. And also, too, it's a little high at first, but then don't you feel worse thereafter?
You do.
Yeah, I choose, you know, alcohol. You know, if you want to get a little bit high, then hit the alcohol or whatever. But, personally, you know, the other thing is also we're focusing on the negative. Like you're talking about Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel. But what I would even focus on is there's 51 other guys on the roster. And you could even take a look at like what Justin Gilbert, look at what he is seemingly has turned his career around in this offseason. So it's just more sexy to focus on the negative. And
it is. That's the world we live in, because there are individuals, you know, and I'm not naming them specifically, but, you know, analysts like Lock and Ford to write an article like he writes.
Yeah.
It's simple. Or these individuals that have their quote unquote, as I do the finger motion, sources that report these, you know, a Mary Kay talking about the Revis coming to the Browns. And it's 50-50. It was never 95-5.
It was nothing
because that does not coincide with who we are and the plan that the decision makers for the Cleveland Browns have spoke about, you know. And that's the one thing that I discount, is because in today's world with social media and the fact that they can have a thought laying in their bed and reach millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people based on what site they write for and what social media accounts they have, that it becomes, you know, a speculation. And a fan base can latch onto something like that because it's a legitimate source, you know, and they've written for X amount of years for this station or this company, that all of a sudden people make it a conversation. And that's the one thing that frustrates me, because when I was in the National Football League, I can't tell you more than the number of fingers that I have, which is 10, when anytime a source leaked something, you know, and I was a part of winning organizations. Mm-hmm. And so the winning organizations don't have much to hide. The winning organizations that I was a part of, I won't say that. The Patriots probably have a lot to hide, to him and other than maybe like Tommy Terrific. But is the fact that you have to be out there. You have to, you know, be so focused on winning football games that the other stuff that we're making an issue of here in Cleveland, you know, falls by the wayside. Dino, we've got a couple callers here, do we not?
Yeah, we've got Howard in Aurora. Howard, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Howard?
Real quickly, I'd be interested in knowing what were the number of receptions by our other two tight ends last year, because in 2013, when Cameron was playing, that system was built around the tight end. Last year, it seemed to be built more around the wide receivers, the quick hits, the slants, and occasionally we would get a long ball. But my point is, Cameron had a great year in 2013, but I want to know, without Cameron, what did our tight ends do last year? Because they made some serious catches along the way.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it was different coordinators, too. Norv features the tight end maybe more than any offensive coordinator that's out there. I don't think that we had very much production out of the tight ends last year, but Jordan Cameron really had six good games in 2013. It really was not a great season that, you know, revisionist history. Everybody wants to love the guy that's gone. He had six good games, and then he sort of fell off the map. There's no question, and we mentioned it a couple weeks ago, tight end is the number one need on this roster right now. We do not have a competent pass-catching tight end, but that's going to be addressed. Ray Farmer has 10 picks, and I guarantee you Ray Farmer will address that in the draft.
That's your number one need, kid?
Yeah, I mean, other than a franchise quarterback, which isn't out there. Yeah, yes.
I'd like to go Christmas shopping for one of those, too.
Yeah.
Right?
And what do you think, Dino? What's your number one need?
See, my number one need, I think, on this team, besides the quarterback, defensive line.
I agree.
Shore up the D-line.
And I think that the list that Nathan had in his hand yesterday of the scheduled visits, Jordan Phillips was one of the guys out of University of Oklahoma. Danny Shelton was rumored to be on a visit here as well. And just before we grab our last caller, I just want to clarify. Jim Dre, 17 catches, 242 yards and a touchdown, averages 14.2 yards a reception. Gary Barnage, 13 for 156. So, and even Jordan Cameron, who missed a lot of the season, only 24 receptions for 424 yards, and one of them was for 81. You know, so, again, the production all based on the personality of the offensive coordinator. Dino, let's grab that last call before we grab a break.
Yeah, one more here before the break. It's Ellis, our second call of the day from Orlando. Ellis, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by the Liberty Ford.
How you doing, guys?
Listen, good, man.
You guys every day keeps me motivated.
Awesome, thank you.
And, you know, after hearing the defensive coach yesterday, look, as big as a Cleveland fan I am and as good as the Cavs are doing, nothing gets me going than talking about Cleveland football. And after hearing the defensive coordinator, I'm pretty excited about the direction we're going. I definitely would like to see the run defense part of the game addressed and the wide receiver. But people think drafting is easy. This is difficult work because it's hit or miss. Either way it goes. So I like the way, which way we're going as far as Farmer's concerned. But you guys mentioned a QB on your show yesterday. You said he was like 6'7" or something like that. What's that QB? What's his name?
You know what? Nathan mentioned him. He's a kid. Is he a kid out of what did he say?
Pueblo State?
Yeah, Colorado State Pueblo or something or other, I believe.
Not talking about Garrett Grayson.
I don't know. It's not Grayson.
Yeah.
It wasn't Grayson.
They mentioned him yesterday. But the thing is, in our division, you need guys that can stand in a pocket. You need the Roethlisberger model type QBs. And maybe we can find lightning in a bottle. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, first round draft picks. But, either way it goes, I'm excited about where we're headed. Diehard fan till a casket drops. And I've been a fan this long, so it's in my DNA. Go Browns. I love your show, guys.
Ellis, thank you very much for the call. And for those of you out there who did not hear the Jim O'Neill interview, you can find it on ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. I urge you to listen to that. His emphasis was on stopping the run. His emphasis was on the type of defense that you'll be proud of, that the dog pound, he said, will bark loud for on third down. So tune in to see that. And also, too, if you want to get motivated before your day of work, listen to that, because the passion that that man has for defense and this group of guys is very special.
He had me doing the Here We Go Brownies chant in my car, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely. And again, we got to see it firsthand. So you need to tune in and watch that, because this guy is ready for season. He can't wait for April 20th for those guys' return. Well, we're going to have a timeout. Matt Wilhelm, The Kid, Dave DiNatale. We are live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.